Plan, do, check, action cycle. Imagine that you were the head of quality at the fast fashion retailer. You see that the customer satisfaction scores have fallen. When you look at recent comments, you see that your retail stores are complaining about late delivery and products that are being damaged in transit. You decide to run a small pilot project for a month, using a transportation company with a small sample of your retailers. You're pleased to see that the feedback from the retailers is positive. As a result, you decide to transition in phases to this new transportation company for all of your orders. What you've just done is to use the plan, do, check, action, PDCA cycle, which helps strive for continuous improvements in your business. The PDCA cycle is an important part of a customer-oriented quality management culture. It is also very important to lean. As you can see in Exhibit 8-44, PDCA has four phases. Exhibit 8-44, PDCA model. The first part of the plan step is to grasp the situation. This means seeing the big picture in relation to the problem being solved and identifying parts of the big picture that need investigation. The common principles that apply to grasping the situation include the following. Deeply understand important issues such as flow and standardized work procedures. Go see and confirm issues. Critically analyze and evaluate processes and procedures. Find the root causes of problems. Act on proven information and data. Take advantage of the expertise of others to send, gather, and discuss information. Think creatively. Exhibit 8-45 examines each of PDCA steps in more detail. Just as a circle has no end, the PDCA cycle should be repeated again and again for continuous improvement. When to use PDCA? The PDCA framework can improve any process or product by breaking it into smaller steps. It is particularly effective for helping to implement total quality management or Six Sigma initiatives and generally helping to improve processes. Exploring a range of solutions to a problem and piloting them in a controlled way before selecting one for implementation. Avoiding wasted resources from rolling out an ineffective solution on an enterprise-wide scale. This model can be used in all sorts of environments, from new product development to supply chain management. It has prompted the creation of other problem-solving tools, such as the problem-solving storyboard, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A technique based on the plan, do, check, action problem-solving process. The steps being taken and the progress toward the resolution of a problem are continuously planned and updated. Exhibit 8-46 compares the PDCA steps against the DMAIC activities from Six Sigma. Note that in PDCA, the process of doing a pilot test study, evaluating the pilot test, and making improvements to full implementation plans is where there can be multiple iterations, described previously as a miniature PDCA process within the overall PDCA process. Exhibit 8-46, comparing PDCA to DMAIC for a set of activities.